Welcome back to Relationships at Work, the leadership mindset guide for creating a workplace we love. I'm your host, Russell Lolliker, a communications and leadership nerd with a couple of decades of experience in both of those areas and a whole heap of curiosity on how we can make the workplace a better place. If you're a leader trying to understand and improve your impact on work culture and the employee experience, well, I have to tell you, you're in the right place. Welcome to a mini episode. It's a quick and valuable bit of information that helps shift the mindset on top of the regular interview version of the show. Today, we're talking about something I've always been interested. I've also been super bothered by, but I also have been a perpetuator of it. Enough mystery, enough of me skirting what we're talking about. The topic today, to lead, remember to take off our comfy shoes. It's a nice feeling, comfort, being comfortable in our roles, what we do, how we do it, who we work with, and how we understand our responsibilities. I get it. It takes time. Once we get to that point, it just gets, you know, kind of comfy. But being comfortable can also lead to impactful problems in the workplace and our cultures, one of which is in how we speak to other people, the language and the words we use. If we're not careful, we can actually be exclusionary, putting up barriers and causing a lack of inclusivity, even without meaning to, just because we're comfy. Have you ever started a new job or worked with a business area for the first time, and they seem to talk their own language? Acronyms here, slang there, that you've never heard before and would need a translator to understand. They might even need a translator to understand. Organizations, business areas, cultures, leaders, they can get comfy with their work world. It naturally occurs, creating shortcuts, coming up with our own vernacular. The problem is that it excludes everyone else in trying to understand and connect with them. There's actually a term for this. It's called curse of knowledge. The official definition, a cognitive bias that occurs when an individual who is communicating with other individuals assumes that other people have similar backgrounds and depth of knowledge to understand what they're talking about. This bias is also called by some authors as the curse of expertise. That makes sense. Now, here's my definition. We know our stuff and our world, but then create a barrier for others to understand and connect because we don't know how to communicate in a way that is relatable. The basic principles of great communication is not only in what we say, but how it's understood by who we're trying to inform or connect with. So if our audience doesn't understand, guess what? That's our fault, not theirs. I want you to think about your job, currently what you do. Think about the acronyms you use, or maybe some of those nicknames or slang terms that you use that you thought was kind of funny when you started, and now you say it without even giving it a thought. That's curse of knowledge. That is the barrier for other people to understand and connect with you. If we choose not to address this curse of knowledge or curse of expertise, we're then telling our audiences we don't care if they understand. And we're demonstrating a lack of inclusivity, even if that's not what we're trying to do, but that is what we're communicating. So I have some ideas on how we can fix this. First up, we really have to practice empathy and active listening. Before we communicate, we have to try to put ourselves in the shoes of our audience. Consider their background, their knowledge level, their perspectives. Actively listening to their questions and feedback, and then use those cues that we're picking up to gauge their level of understanding and adapt our communication accordingly. Try this. Use plain language and analogies. Avoid jargon. Kill all acronyms and those technical terms when communicating complex ideas. Instead, use simple, clear language that is accessible to a broader audience. I know we call it dumbing down, but it's actually making it more accessible to other people. You know what's a really effective thing to do is use analogies and real-world examples. That's right, storytelling, to make abstract or some of those complex concepts more relatable and understandable. Here's another one. Seek feedback and then test that understanding. We need to encourage our audience to ask questions and seek clarification if they don't understand something that we've said. You'll notice because they'll have that look on their face going, what did they just say? After you explain a concept, then you ask the person that you're talking to summarize it back in their own words. If they're not able to do that, then they should ask as many questions as they like, because this can help us identify misunderstandings and help us correct them. I remember starting one job where it was an unbelievably acronym-heavy organization. They just had a different way of talking, and that was fine. It worked for them. But as somebody coming in for the first time, I'm like, I'm just learning the job, much less now I have to understand a whole new language. Do I have to get Duolingo for this organization? I didn't know. So I had a rule that nobody was allowed to use an acronym around me for a year. Not one single acronym, or I'd call them out on it. Do you actually mean, am I guessing that that means? And people eventually got the hang of it, but it really hammered home that not everybody understands what we're saying, how we're talking, how we're communicating. The most important thing is clarifying that this is about them, that it's not about us. What they need to know, how they need to best understand the information. What is their understanding? This is communications 101. It's not about what we say as much as it's about what is understood and how it's understood. So the more we can take off our own comfy shoes and take these necessary steps, the better our relationships at work will be with those we're trying to inform, inspire, and connect with. So slip off the slippers and make some friends. That'll do it. That is another mini episode of Relationships at Work, the Leadership Mindset Guide to Creating a Workplace We Love. I'm your host, Russell Lolliker. Thank you, as always, for joining me and feeding your brain, maybe a little bit of a mindset shift, something you might think about when you turn on the computer or enter the workplace, either or. If you have a moment and you'd like to maybe find other ways to shift your mindset, I'd encourage you to go to my website, relationshipsatwork.ca. I am Canadian, don't you know? At the top, you'll see free interview templates. So you get free interviews, but what you really get is to sign up to the Raw Note newsletter. That is actually what inspires these mini episodes. They're just a few months ahead. So if you're looking for more content, more information to feed the brain, I highly recommend signing up for that free newsletter. You also get the free employee templates, which is a nice bonus, but it's just a little something extra that you can use to rethink and reframe. Anyway, I hope you find that useful. Take care.